Exercise 2, page 22. You will hear three different extracts. For questions 1 to 6, choose the answer A, B, or C, which fits best according to what you hear. There are two questions for each extract. Extract 1. You hear two friends talking about a science museum.
This place is great.
It sure is. Every time I come here, I learn something new. Have you been to the Wonder Lab yet? There's lots of interactive displays there.
Not yet. I spent most of this morning at the robot exhibition. It was so interesting. In fact, I'd probably still be there if I hadn't been so hungry.
I know what you mean. I was going to visit the gift shop, but my stomach was rumbling so much I thought I should wait till after I had some food.
Are we still going to the IMAX theater this afternoon?
I don't think we'll have time. I'd like to see the Exploring Space exhibition on the ground floor, and I still haven't been to the robots exhibition.
Well, there's loads more I'd like to see. So why don't we come back tomorrow first thing, and go to the theater then?
Great idea!
Extract 2. You will hear two teachers talking about an in-service day.
I don't see the point of these in-service training days. They're so tedious. If we don't know how to do the job, we shouldn't be here in the first place. I'd much prefer to be spending this time planning my lessons.
Oh, I don't know. I think they can be very useful. It's important to keep abreast of new developments. I'm always looking for new ways to engage the children, get them more motivated to explore the subject. And if this stuff can help, then I'm all for it.
Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying we shouldn't try new methods and find out about new innovations in teaching. I think it's very important to keep updating your style. I just don't think their demonstration is effective. I mean, they don't exactly practice what they preach, do they? This is something that's supposed to engage the children, and half the people in that room were either asleep or about to be. I don't hold much stock in a training session that has me bored to tears.
Extract 3. You will hear two friends talking.
You know, new technology can be really ugly.
What on earth do you mean by that?
Sorry, did I say that out loud? I was just thinking about all the satellite dishes and solar panels and aircon units and TV aerials I can see out the window. I know it's not practical to expect people to do without them. I mean, we all have to heat our homes and entertain ourselves. But it doesn't look very attractive. They don't exactly do anything for the city's skyline, do they?
True, but I can't believe you'd complain about things like solar panels. I mean, what's the alternative? Do you want to go back to the days of choking smog everywhere from people burning coal fires? Isn't it a good thing that people are using renewable energy in their homes? Not to mention the positive impact it's having on the environment. I think having to put up with a few eyesores is a small price to pay for doing our bit for the planet. The amount of traffic in the city is a bigger issue. That's the element of modern living I believe we should encourage people to do without.